The golden rule says you should treat others the way you want to be treated. But an unfortunate truth is that idea doesn't account for the driving power of wanting to prove someone wrong or get even. Media moguls Vince McMahon and Ted Turner turned the 90s cable airwaves into an open war zone of professional wrestling with millions of fans. The global superpowers of the 20th century even threw down to be the first to send a man to the moon, just as a flex. There are stories where people crash and burn in perceived mutual hatred, too. Like naturalist Charles Waterton humiliating himself trying to bring down American birding icon James Audubon. But that's the beauty of beef. It's funny, it's dark, it's humanity in a nutshell. And it's a triple gold signal award-winning show from Next Chapter Podcasts. I'm Bridget Todd. Join me as I serve up the juiciest rivalries you've never heard of. Listen to Beef wherever you get your podcasts.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Fixing famous people where the news never stops.
It never stops.
Not only does it never stop, but it involves us. It is being brought to us. It chases us. Listeners, last week you heard that Jennifer Lynn Lopez has started stalking the co-hosts of this podcast. She has been shooting the Kiss of the Spider-Woman musical in Hoboken, New Jersey, of all places, which we need to dive deeper into how the fuck that's happening.
Oh, no, like, a lot of people shooting in Hoboken these days because they have all the old places again.
I'm trying to think of what in the musical would fit in a Hoboken setting.
Oh, God only knows.
Is there anything there that's prison-like in your neighborhood?
There's a lot of bars and restaurants that are like, still are those like old-timey places that haven't mm-hmm. been like completely gutted. I think mm-hmm. that's where where that is that they're filming, God knows. You know what I mean?
We digress. So she was there, and then we announced a few weeks ago we were going to be at the Duplex Piano Bar and Cabaret on one Friday, and 10 minutes after we left, J-Lo showed up looking for us. Obviously, there's photographic evidence of her being there. If you go to the FFP Insta page, you will see Chris, when we were there just a few days ago, reenacting her now infamous pose sitting under Elton John's portrait at the Duplex.
People were dying over that.
It was utterly fantastic. You literally matched the exact angle. It was as though you sat home, poured a glass of rosé, and practiced it in your vanity.
Such a strange pose that I really just had it committed to memory, and mm-hmm. I was like, I gotta just hit this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked.
I mean, she threw down the gauntlet. I half jokingly last week said, into the universe that I was hiring an attorney, that I needed Olivia Benson to protect us. Well, here we fast forward just a few days to Monday morning. I am seated near my bay window, looking out at the quite janky building that is across the street from mine in the Bronx. That
in
my
the beautiful,
window,
you know, in Jennifer's, you know, stomping grounds. The
in Jennifer's borough, the home of her infamous orange drink and weird bodega sandwich choices. I am sipping my coffee. I am eating my croissant. And there are more police cars than usual on the street. I do live in the Bronx, so there are literally always police cars on the street. But who emerges? People, I'm like, is that this guy? Is that this guy? Excuse me. Am I looking at Ice-T? Not a Long Island Ice-T. The OG Ice-T of SVU. It is him. And then who escalades up and gets out? I can't remember the last time
not
I was this lightheaded.
Escalades up. I'm dying.
I cannot remember the last time I was this lightheaded. But when I tell you that Mariska motherfucking Hargitay got out of the car on my block, I'm at my bay window.
At your front door. At your front door, basically.
And they are filming a fucking episode of Law and Order Special Victims Unit on my block. The moral of this story is Olivia Benson heard our cry for help and came to my home to take a police report regarding Jennifer Lopez. My doorbell hasn't rung yet. I think they still might be out there. Mariska, I await.
I mean, what's happening? Are we, like, if we say, oh, Dominic and I are going to win the lottery tomorrow, like, is that going to happen next? Because I'd love for that to happen.
Right? Like, I wish Cher would paint my bedroom. Time, wait, is there a knock at the door? I have my rollers.
Meanwhile, Cher will be like, I'm doing a collaboration with Sherwin Williams.
The Sherwin remix of Believe. It's one of the best ones.
How dare you?
We are the story. You know, Chris, it's a sad day when the journalists become the story. And we are it.
I mean, wild. Mm-hmm. Wild.
I don't know what's going to happen, Chris. I mean, maybe Britney Spears, Zila Maria herself will show up here. Topless, asking if we want to go to the beach. I who knows?
We'll say yes. I will absolutely say yes. I'll throw my life in the garbage to go naked on the beach with her.
See ya.
And like, ha ha ha, but like also, guys, like this really is like every week we say something and then it happens. Like I'm starting to believe that we're in a Freaky Friday type movie where someone has put a curse on us where like
we are sorcerers is basically but the good kind of sorcerer, not one of the anti-trans sorcerers that live in J.K. Rowling's castle. We're real sorcerers.
I'm scared of my own power now, honestly. Like, I am nervous about what we're going to say about Miss JoJo, daughter of Jessalyn Siwa, that what will happen whenever we do this, you know?
I, too, am afraid of your powers, Chris.
Speaking of sorcery.
Yes.
My inbox is flooded with people that are loving your portrayal on Behind the Readings.
Oh, thank you so much. People, well, my portrait, I am playing myself on that series.
Sure.
It is me. I'm a serious, serious queen while I'm at work.
Yeah, you sure are. You. Yeah, you're doing like Diane Sawyer level situations with her.
I mean, I have to. We're talking about very serious issues.
People are loving it. People, if you do not know this, Dominic is co-starring in a television show with the Long Island medium herself, Teresa Caputo. And he's just on camera shooting the shit with her. And it's amazing. And you need to watch it on Lifetime, which is the network for what, Dominic?
Women.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. And thank you, people who have reached out. I would not say I'm a co-host. I would describe it. The New York Times described it actually as a series of very sexy cameos is exactly what they said.
I would say, okay, sure. I would say co-host, but you know.
No, not even
close. The New York Times and I sometimes don't align always. So, you know, that's on them.
Especially recently. So other than me being on television for women and all the celebrities we talk about showing up at our homes, the other big story this week was obviously what is it? The Dead Tortured Poets moment. What is the name of her CD, her album? What is it?
It's just the Tortured Poets Society.
The Tortured Poets
Society. You're thinking of that movie.
Well, speaking of torture, I listened to this thing. Woo-wee, girl. 31 songs. Here's the thing. Who do you think you are?
Dominic,
are?
Yes. We are going to get filleted by the Swifties.
I know, but come on, Swifties. No, come on.
Dominic, she took one step too far. She had me in the... I fucking hated her. And she had me after the Eras tour, she had me in the palm of her hand. And then she took it a step too far.
She just should have waited. It's not even about a double album. If you're going to do it, that's great. But just wait like 1 minute. And look, she does not need career advice from these two faggots. Like, obviously.
She sure doesn't.
I don't know. I think in the grand scheme of things, maybe it was a misstep. Maybe. Just a tiny, tiny one. But
Dominic, even fans are coming to me saying, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot of fans that are coming to me saying, were you right this whole time? And I'm like, was I? I don't know.
Well, one thing she does do well is, you know, get people talking with shit she puts in her songs. She definitely delivered this time. I mean, there are a lot of things going on in there. Obviously, she's talking about exes. I guess the most recent one is Joe Alwyn. I guess just coincidentally, everyone she's ever dated is just fucking horrible. And so warranted another slew of songs. I mean, you know, when you release a 14th studio album and they're all about you trashing exes, sure, you're a good songwriter. Sure, you're in touch with your feelings. But I don't know how else to put this. It kind of makes you look like a dumb slut. Really? Like, just stop dating people. If every person you date breaks your heart, you are the problem. If every single person you date leaves you heartbroken, there's one issue and it's you. You know what? I'm going to write an album and that's going to be the theme of it. The album is going to be called The Dumb Slut Society. And the whole thing is going to be about people who can't, because I'm telling you right now, if Adele comes out with a fourth album and this is also about heartbreak, I'm going to dumb slut her too. I'm sorry. It's just at a certain point, you don't need to write an album. You need a medical professional. Or, I don't know, maybe Patty Stanger, the billionaire matchmaker.
Well, and even it's just very, like, why are you bringing Kim into this again? Do you know what I mean?
Like, please remind us about what's happening.
It's years later. Like, it's years later from some random thing. Didn't you write a song and didn't she do this? And then there was the video of you on the phone with her saying, yeah. And then, and I'm sure I don't have any of the facts straight, so I'm not even going to try to go back into it. But like, she basically co-signed that Kanye was going to say something about her in a song and Kim had video of it. And then Taylor was like, no, that's not what I thought that it was going to be. And it was mean and I didn't want it to be mean, which, like, I get it, but whatever. And then it was this and then it was that. Like,
but there's a Kim song here. Like, on this album, there's a song that is supposedly about her.
We dealt with this already, didn't we?
I don't know the full name of the song. I don't feel like typing right now, but I know that there's a K, an I, and an M in the song.
That
and
are
all
like
those
capitalized,
letters are capitalized
in the middle. Yeah, yes.
No, is she talking about Kim Petras? Kim Wilde, Joel Kim Booster. Who could she be talking about?
Kim Fields.
Tony!
Kim Richards.
Oh,
Kim
my God.
Riley Simmons.
Kim Jong-un. Oh, wouldn't it be great if Taylor Swift was in an interview and she admitted that it was actually about Kim Jong-un and not about Kim Kardashian?
She's like, this is a song about like dictatorship and how it's terrible. Like, you fucking idiots. Yeah, I know.
Oh my God.
All this to say, it's not doing what we thought, what we assumed it would. The tectonic plates were not shifting. And even actual fans are just like, huh? And it's
good,
you know, and this is the thing. This is the thing I've been saying forever. And Swifties come after me. I don't even care if you do. She fucking loves all the stupid drama about it. And she tries to pretend that she doesn't. And she fucking loves
she,
it.
Of course she does.
She fucking diddles herself to it.
She capitalized the word Kim in that song. She can't.
And she's like, everyone's crazy. I have to like not go outside for a year because everyone's so wild. Like, she fucking loves it. She loves it. No, she, remember she was like not seen in public for an entire year because she was like, I'm too famous and like, I'm so scared. It's like, well, then stop doing this.
Well, because she has Travis to protect her now.
Yeah.
That's true. Speaking of
is
which,
there one love song about him? No.
Well, what they haven't broken up yet. Once he breaks up, she's going to like.
Can't there be like a song that's like, I'm in love? Like that would be fun.
No, they're going to break up and she's going to release a song called Football Hero, parentheses, not Travis. Yeah. It's going to be something so idiotic.
Football Hero. So
not Travis. Not Travis's version. I'm done.
Like traversing the universe or yes, something like that. Like,
yes.
Which doesn't make any sense. But
or the front of like, the album, or the front of the single will just be Kelsey Grammer's face. I read something in the Post earlier this week about a super fan who, I don't know if he won a contest or he's writing a Taylor Swift book, but he was in her apartment. He had access to her apartment in Tribeca and her dad was there. And the Post asked him to describe the apartment. Obviously, he couldn't take pictures. He said he drank a lot of Diet Cokes from her fridge, that she had a lot of Harry Potter books in her library. But as far as the actual home, Taylor's $50 million Tribeca apartment, he described it as brown, rustic, and in an old New York style. So based on that description, Taylor Swift lives in my asshole.
You are such an idiot. And the other,
it's the first thing I thought of when I read it. I was like, brown and rustic. That sounds like butt sex to me. Let's see photos.
Separating butt sex from it, it sounds like a style that I'm into. I'm not going to lie.
No. I mean, I could do brown and rustic.
No,
sure.
I'm like, ooh, I like old New York style. I'm into that.
Mm-hmm.
Where's her Open Doors?
I don't know.
Where is it?
Do you think that her house staff has handlebar mustaches like a barbershop quartet, perhaps?
I want to say yes.
Now, from one icon to your favorite, let's talk about Celine Dion for a moment, who has, as the cover of French Vogue says, Le Grand Retour.
I mean, thank God.
She's back.
Thank God. Thank God.
She's back.
She's getting well. She looks fucking good as shit. I mean, it's in black and white. And she's always been a rail thin, like rail thin. So that is what it is. But she looks fucking great. And she's having fun. And I'm really happy.
She looked a little beefier to me. I'm being honest. Like she's looked thinner to me than in the photo on the cover of French Vogue. But I think that she looked good. I don't like that she has one of her itty bitty titties hanging out and she's covering it with her hand. It's not unnecessary.
No, I like it. She's not like that. She doesn't do like sexy things.
No.
So I'm into the fact that she's like being sexy.
I guess.
She deserves it. She's had a lot of really rough fashion choices for a long time.
Yeah, but also some iconic ones. I mean, yes. she's like a maven.
The backwards tuxedo.
Maybe I was just being jealous because her breasts are smaller than mine. Those are my tit goals, basically, before summer. In some very sad news, it turns out that Ilaria Baldwin will not be joining the cast of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
The only reason that I know this is because you sent me the list before this and I just found out then and I am absolutely devastated.
I'm so sorry to have been the person to deliver that devastation.
Do we know it's true?
Well, we know that multiple sources at Bravo are saying there's zero truth to it.
Oh, okay.
Also, I'm hearing that the reason that Hilaria was even on the list was because Kyle Richards recommended her and like, I don't know. Given Kyle's family history and her, I don't take recos from Kyle Richards and Bravo probably doesn't either. They were probably
being on the list. Like there's many a person that you would blow your hair straight back that was on the list in New York. And that doesn't mean like being on the list does not mean anything. That was like worth like, huh? Maybe they would like to talk to us once. Like that doesn't mean anything.
You're right. There's probably a list with Cher on it somewhere.
No, sure. I mean, who isn't on the, you know, like Lady Gaga's on the list for sure.
Right.
Somewhere.
Right.
But it's like, that doesn't actually mean anything. However, am I devastated? Yes.
Can I go to a tanning booth? I can't, right? Like I absolutely, that is not something I'm supposed to do.
Because the light is blasting in your face.
I'm looking at it and I'm not unhappy with my appearance. I'm unhappy with my shade right now.
But I turn this way with the light on me, like I look the same, but I know that we're not that
actually, pale. When you turn like that, you look like Jennifer Lopez at the duplex. It's that pose. So again, another celebrity that's very clearly listening to the podcast is Prince William. who has
we haven't even really figured that out.
As soon as our podcast dropped last week, Wills took to the public and just said, I will be watching after Kate very closely. Like, what? Are you her anesthesiologist? What do you mean you're watching after? Are you the day nurse? Just say I'm going to take care of my wife, your future queen. I'm going to look like a husband for a change. He said this apparently to some onlookers as they were handing him get well cards for Kate. And it was probably in that moment when he thought, oh, maybe I should buy her something too.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, so okay, so it's not even an official statement. He just said this passing by a person that then fucking crawled right to the you know what.
Daily buy her something, probably. William. Buy her. She has cancer. Buy her Luxembourg. Get her something, bitch.
Yeah.
She's ill. She's the mother of your children. My God.
What a fucking piece of trash. Anyway, speaking of the royals, we have a very important announcement to make, Dominic.
Okay.
We need to unveil the winner of
My God. I don't even know the winner.
Well, I do.
Oh, well, the way you're acting, I could tell that it's not me. So lay it on me, Christopher.
And by a landslide.
It's got to be Kristen Meinzer.
It's Kristen Meinzer's.
I fucking knew it. She's
public apology tour and Kensington show with Shonda Rhimes. By a landslide. And she deserves it. And we salute her.
Bless you, Kristen. You earned it. I mean, you absolutely earned it. Several people talked about Kensington to me and thought it was a great idea.
Yeah.
Like the Crown and Bridgerton mix and call it Kensington and have it be just them. Genius.
Oh, that would be great.
Since we're still in the UK, let's talk about something that I don't think is getting enough attention, but is actually quite major. There was a Spice Girls reunion that took place at Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday party. The five of them got up there and I was going to say sang, but I mean, I'm sure they lip synced along to whatever the title of a Stop Right Now. Thank you very much. I need some love in the human. It's called Stop.
Yes.
Anyway, David Beckham shot on his phone and he posted it on Instagram and the world melted a little bit when they saw
this. As they should.
Yeah.
And goddammit, is he still so fucking hot.
He really is.
Like Jesus Christ on a cross.
Anyway. So hot and so borderline just in every way. Like there's not a gay guy that ever looks at David Beckham that doesn't think to themselves, you know what, with the right amount of beer, yes, he would for sure. Even, let me tell you what did happen at that party, which people are talking about, which I'm not sure if you're aware of this. Apparently, Tom Cruise, heard of him, was a guest at the party and was breakdancing and doing splits and all sorts of other nonsense on the dance floor. And everyone at the party was looking at him apparently as like, what the fuck are you doing? This isn't Mission Impossible. It's a birthday party. Get up.
I know.
Here's the funny thing.
He's such a loser. Such a loser. Oh my God.
I hate that I love the Mission Impossible films.
You love them.
They keep getting better. I don't care how much of an idiot I sound like. They keep getting more entertaining. Ugh, but when he was breakdancing and doing those splits, Xenu came out of Tom Cruise's ass. All this time, Xenu
was
sort of like
an idiot.
You know, in Total Recall, where Quato lives in that guy's chest, Xenu is the same thing, but he was living in Tom Cruise's asshole
and made himself known
to the world.
I can't with you.
Guess who else called out of his ass? Shelley Miscavige.
No, how dare you? How dare you say that? How dare you? One, where Shelley, just saying, every time we bring up Tom Cruise, I just must.
I have to
legally say that. And two, I mean, imagine, you couldn't be more of an A-list celebrity if you tried. You couldn't be more famous if you were fucking Jesus Christ himself.
Yep.
And you have to do splits on the dance floor to get more attention.
It was like the at-home version of him jumping on Oprah's couch, apparently. It was so uncomfortable. Can we talk about this man that lit himself on fire outside the Trump trial?
Honestly, no. That's what the fuck?
I want to make a statement. There is nothing in my life that could happen or in the world that would make me set myself on fire. I cannot think of a worse way to prove a point. If someone told me that they had everyone I loved at gunpoint and I would have to set myself on fire, I would say, please tell them I said goodbye. I couldn't do it. I could not physically light myself on fire. I couldn't do it. Call me a coward or a pussy or whatever, but like, give me another way to do it, because I'm not going to light myself on fire, honestly. And for over politics, can you look? Yes, politics are important. The government is important. Blah-bitty blah. I ain't light myself on fire for someone who works for me, someone I pay taxes to employ. You ain't gonna light myself on fire for that? Get the fuck out of here. Unbelievable. Anyway, that's our political chat for the year. Delta Burke has appeared on Chelsea DeVantez's podcast and has given a wonderful interview. A little bit sad. Were you a Designing Women fan?
I know of it, but I wasn't like a watcher.
It was a little before your time.
Yeah, it was a little bit before me, but I remember when she did the episode on Delta Burke. Like, it was a very good comment on like what women had to deal with at that time.
I mean, she didn't say anything, you know, that you wouldn't have already guessed, but she just talked about leaving Designing Women because she was gaining weight and it was just very sad. And this is before the internet, honestly. Yeah. So she was like feeling the hammer of public judgment hard decades ago and then developed a drug problem that included crystal meth, which I don't know. I guess I didn't know straight women did that.
They would, I mean, I remember from her episode, Chelsea saying, like, this is like when back in the day when we did the book, you know, when she recapped the book, she said that people were on the radio would say, Delta Dawn, how much weight have you put on? That was what the song they would play as a joke. Like, it was fucked up. Like, it wasn't just like, oh, she's fat. Like, people would mock her. It was really bad. So when she told me that she was going to have her on as an interview, I was like, oh my God, you're so excited for this. Like, she loves her so much. She writes a chapter about her in her book. It was a really good interview and I was really happy she did it.
And we will be having podcast icon Chelsea DeVantez on this podcast in just a few weeks to talk about another icon, none other than Tori Spelling. And we are so excited for Chelsea to come back.
Speaking of Tori Spelling.
I can't. I actually heard this story before last week's broadcast and I don't know why we didn't bring it up, but I don't know how she released. I don't know how she released this information to the public, but at one point she was trapped in traffic and had to pee, so she used one of her kids' diapers to do so.
Honestly, an American hero.
I gotta say, I agree. I really do.
American hero. But we're bare bones with Tori Spelling.
What do you
mean? I'm just saying, like, she doesn't have much left in her, and I'm really scared. Like, and she was an heiress. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, she grew up richer than anyone that you've ever known. And now she's peeing in diapers on the side of the 405.
I know. You know, that's really the easiest way to fix Tori Spelling is to push Candy Spelling down a flight of stairs, unfortunately.
Is Candy still alive?
Oh, yes. She's got all the money that she doesn't give Tori.
God, you're right.
Tori's father must be rolling in his grave. I don't care how problematic. She was raised to be someone who just inherits money. Can we be honest about this? Like, that's how she was raised.
There's no way that the money's going to her. There's no way.
Who's she going to leave it to?
I don't know, but not Tori. They hate each other. Anyway.
That nasty brother, Randy. It was a kid. Randy, is that his name?
I don't even know. We'll talk when we get to that episode, but there's no way.
That son of a bitch. Candy, by the way, is who I'm referring to. How dare she do this to her? Before we get into the fix, I want everyone to know that Beyonce's hairline, I have been mispronouncing it the entire time. I thought that this hair care line she came out with, I don't even want to say what I was calling it before, but it's spelled C-E-C-R-E-D. I didn't know that the C-E was Beyonce.
Sacred. Dear God.
Well, I had no idea. You didn't know Madonna's first name. Do not even come to me about this bastardization of a word that we all know very well. Listen, on Instagram, her real hair, which was a moment on the internet today because—
Oh no, that was a big deal.
She's washing her real hair and it looks like a wig, which I mean, I guess is the point because her hair looks absolutely beautiful. When you are the most famous woman in the world I expect your real hair to look like that. I'll be honest, like mermaid hair. It really did look like mermaid hair.
She spends a lot of money to make it look like that. I'll tell you that much.
I might buy those hair products. If my hair were to look like that, if I use those.
And I will say the packaging is really cute.
It is
like
cute.
It's in that like really cute like taupe like. Yeah,
and
really
she's putting thing after thing on it. Like, yeah, I use a rose water serum sometimes. Okay, whatever that is, sure, put it on there. Like,
This is the thing. We hang on her every word.
Yeah.
Because she gives us absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
That she's like, when she says something, we're all like, oh my God, like, you know what I mean? Like, whatever she says, we're like, it's as if it's like something, like what? She's like, I use hair care products. Like, she didn't even say anything. She's like, I'm using my own products that I'm now selling to you. Like, that's what she said. But
But
we were like, acted like she like gave us a gospel.
Yeah. I hang on Beyonce's every word because as a public speaker, she is not good to me. Like her performances, her acting, but whenever Beyonce is portraying the role of Beyonce, I'm not into it. She doesn't feel like the artist Beyonce. So I follow the artist Beyonce. I know that she is a woman and a person and a genius and an icon and all of those things, but I don't need an interview ever. Last time I watched an interview with her, a fake baby bump folded in half. And I said, never forget.
Do you guys remember when that was the biggest thing in the whole world? Speaking of, again, this should be a Patreon episode where we just talk about Beyonce's baby bump. Right.
And I know we said that would be the last thing, but there actually is one more thing that we should let you know. This Sunday, April 28th, Fixing Famous People will be doing a live Zoom where we answer your questions, where we fix you, where we fix ourselves, where we give you up-to-the-minute midweek updates on what celebrity, disgruntled or not, is showing up at our homes to either take police reports or slit our throats. We never know. Who did we talk about this week? Who will show up? Sporty Spice? Kate Middleton? You know who would show up at our house, though? Yeah, Hilaria Baldwin.
I'm surprised she hasn't. I'm surprised she hasn't been at like some cafe around the corner from me being like, just like having a cup of coffee, like with a little picture. You know what I mean?
And
like,
a pocket knife. I mean, she does have 20 children, so she probably it'd probably take a moment for her to
cross the river.
Come up for air. Which way is New Jersey? East or the west?
New way for Jersey. So horrible. Oh my God.
Today we fix JoJo Siwa. Now we're going to talk about her middle name, but my question to you, Chris, is JoJo short for something?
I'm not sure. Are we going to find out?
We'll find out during the fix after this break. Like, could her actual name be Josephine or Joanne?
Jessalyn Jr. And that's JJ. And then they made it JoJo.
Maybe. Or JoBeth, like JoBeth Williams. Remember her from Poltergeist and The Big Chill? These were decades before you were born, but I remember JoBeth.
I think maybe. It's Jessalyn Jr. is what I think it is.
I think it's Josephine JoBeth Siwa. I think that's her full name. Oh, we will get into the fix right after this small but important break.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right. In front of us, we have what can only be called the Lana Del research. Okay. My very good friend, Annie Morris, is here. She was like, you have to fix JoJo Siwa. I was like, everyone is calling for it. Don't worry. And she was like, I'm going to do a bunch of research so I can like tell you what to like talk about. And I was like, I don't know anything about her. And she started the Lana Del research. And I said, Annie, I think you have to come on. This is kind of like when Sia was singing Titanium for David Guetta, and he was like, only you can sing this song. That's what I did with Annie in this episode. Annie, welcome to the show.
Oh my God. Thank you guys so much for having me.
All I can tell you is that when I went online earlier today to, if I may use the verb, curate the topics for the prefix, I looked into the Google Docs that Chris and I share, and I saw one titled JoJo Siwa. Now, we famously do little to no research about our subjects before coming here. Yeah. And so when I clicked this document open, I thought to myself, has Chris done research? No, not so. This was Annie Morris's doc, and it is extensive. It includes...
It might need to go up on the Patreon. It might need to be. It needs to be actually, I think, something everyone needs to lay their eyes on.
This is a living, breathing work of art. This thing, she didn't just use the Notes app. There are... There's a timeline. The fonts are different colors. There are memes just in the middle of the page. And I'm telling you, based on the memes alone, if you didn't hate JoJo Siwa before, you'll hate her after just reading the document.
Oh, God.
Annie, I need to know right off the bat where we stand. Are you a fan or a non-fan of JoJo Siwa?
I am, after extensive research, a fan of JoJo Siwa.
Wow.
Okay.
I know it's shocking. Okay. I knew that was going to happen, but I was like, I can't go on without knowing the facts, because you know, online, everyone's always like twisting all the stories and like saying X, Y, Z. So it's like, I need just the timeline, the facts of what's going on. Then I went and listened to her do interviews and stuff. I just have to say, I kind of respect her.
Wow. Because Annie and I have been texting, and we're like, I'm like, well, Annie, like, don't, if it's some random ass person on TikTok saying XYZ that is no one of note, like, don't look at that. Like, that's, and she's like, no. And that's what's fucked up. And it's something we talk about a lot, is like, just because you have a phone and a TikTok account doesn't make you like a breaking news correspondent for the world. And I feel like a lot of what's happening here is that, right?
It's just like getting spinned and twisted in a million different ways. And everyone has a fucking opinion about her. Like, it doesn't matter what age you are right now, everyone's talking about her because like, she's just like controversial. And everyone's like, I mean, listen, we have to go through, but she did say some controversial shit.
Well, she has. I mean, and that's almost all I know about her too. Like, I was not a Dance Moms fan. And then we fixed Abby Lee Miller with the dashing Isaac Butler, who was like a savant about Dance Moms, basically. Yes. And
yeah, I thought I had my shit going on with that. And he like put me to shame.
No, he knew like episode numbers and time. Like he knew everything.
He showed us like things that where she's like trafficking money from Russia or whatever it was.
Abby Lee Miller. Right. Not JoJo. Abby.
No, not JoJo.
And so I sort of knew who she was. And to be honest with you, like, I guess I knew the visual on her, but it wasn't until someone on, I think, Drag Race Canada, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, did JoJo as their Snatch Game character, where you have to impersonate a celebrity. Yeah. I instantly knew who this queen was impersonating based on the visuals with her big bows. I didn't even at the time realize that she was on Dance Moms and everything. So I wouldn't say a deep dive. I did a shallow dive on her after that, and just is not my cup of tea. Like, I instantly didn't like what I read about her. And then she said something recently where I was just like, you're dead to me beyond. We'll get to that later. But first, I'm going to shut up and let the two of you guess. Annie, you must know her middle name. Do you?
I do know her middle name because I knew you were going to ask me.
Great. So Chris, you're on your own here today.
Okay. Okay.
That's fine. So because you know it, you can't play the game, but we do at the beginning of every podcast, at the beginning of every fix, have the guest and or Chris guess the middle name. Now, in the prefix today, I jokingly guessed that JoJo was short for Josephine Jobeth Siwa as a joke. We don't normally give hints, but when I pulled up her wiki page, I was pleased to see that I am not, I'm not even 50% far off from that whole oeuvre of what the name might
be. Really?
Yeah, it's not Josephine or JoBeth or those, but it's in that, it's that
it
genre.
It's that situation. Okay.
I'm going to tell you that JoJo is a first name, middle name situation.
Yeah. Copy. Okay.
And we don't give hints, but since Andy's not playing, you're going to win the prize either way.
Her name, okay, her middle name is.
Well, what's fun about this too is that you should also, if you don't know it, guess what her first name is.
Okay, is her first name? Well, Josephine, what other J-O name is there that's like a girl name? Joan is not her first name.
It is not her first name.
Is Joan her middle name?
I'm going to give you the point because her middle name is Joni. It's the second. Joni is the second Joe in JoJo.
Joni is great. Okay, so I like almost got it, basically.
It's a stretch. This is a wide left.
Closest I've ever been.
Well, no, you've been closer than this.
And then first name is not Josephine. It would be.
And it's not JoBeth.
It's not Joanne, is it? Joanne Joni?
No, my God. I wish that would be a great drag name.
Okay, what is it?
Joelle.
Oh, I was never going to guess Joelle.
Joelle. Oh, my cousin's name is Joelle. I don't know another Joelle.
Me. Well, now you do. And guess what? Her fucking mom's name is Jessalyn. So I should have been guessing outside the box like that.
Joelle Joni Siwa. JoJo Siwa. She was born. Oh my God. I'm going to throw myself
in 2003.
I'm going to lay on the tracks. This is ridiculous. She was born
in 2003.
Oh my God. This is why I didn't know who the hell she was.
Yeah, me either. I barely know who she is. Okay.
Jesus Christ, I was 32 when this individual was born. Christ!
That hits hard, Dominic. Even for me.
I think I had more than one ex-spouse by that time.
It hits me hard that you were 32.
I was already Liz Taylor-ing my way through the tri-state area when this bitch decided to pop out. How dare you be so young?
Oh my God. And to already need our help, you know, at such a ripe young age. Well, you know, how do we start? She gets on Dance Moms.
She does two seasons of Dance Moms. No, she did, I think.
No, those are two of the other seasons.
That's important to me.
She wasn't an OG girl.
She's not OG.
Is she the most famous of the dancing children to come from there? Oh, her and Maddie, probably, right?
But I think she's way above Maddie now.
I mean, at this point, sure.
She's like a literal real pop star, like for real.
She sure is. She'll tell
Maddie
you that
does
too.
Stuff. Like Maddie's like in the Sia videos and like was in that movie that no one watched and like does.
Oh, I think people watched it, which is why we haven't seen her since then. But go on.
But other than that, but JoJo like really does have like a real humongous fan base that's like bopping.
Okay.
But also, like, I'd like to mention that she's getting compared to J-Lo. Like, that's how big she is in the topic right now. Yeah. If you go look at the comments, everyone's like, I want to drink whatever J-Lo and JoJo are drinking.
Wow.
So,
I mean, that's big.
I'm not even angry at someone. You know, if you're going to pick a biggie to compare this one to, I'm good with J-Lo.
Yeah.
Do you think JoJo Siwa is going to be at the Duplex this fucking Friday at 9:02 after we leave to go
to
dinner?
Annie, were you rocked whenever you heard that story?
I was rocked and like, I need to go now every time with you to see if she's going to come back.
I know you need to come to the Duplex. You need to come. You're coming. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. So she is on Dance Mom for two seasons. Jessalyn is like, you know, peddling her daughter right out there with Abby Lee.
Jessalyn.
No, I mean,
she has like a really interesting departure, though. Obviously, we know we all work in TV. Like, this might not be why she left, but she got a solo to do a ballet. And then her mom, Jessalyn, was like, no, she's not going to do that. And then she just like left the show. So there was really no rhyme or reason why she left. And in this upcoming May, they do the reunion of all the Dance Mom girls. And they were like in the trailer, they're like, well, why did you leave the show then? So it's like this whole topic about.
So we are going to find out like why she left. I really hope we do find out.
Interesting. Well, what is the speculation? What could the reasons have been?
Well, I mean, look at it. Look at the timeline. At age 13, she signs a deal with Nickelodeon.
So that's why she left, yeah, right?
That's why she left.
She didn't want to be part of the ensemble.
Right? If she gets like a...
Yeah, no, she just got too big for it. She just had to leave. Let's talk about the name Jesselyn sounding like a pharmaceutical rather than like a person's name. Jesselyn is not for everyone. Please do not drive a car after taking Jesselyn. If you have an erection for 4 hours after taking Jesselyn, masturbate immediately.
Yeah, it really is like that's really good.
Like, yeah.
It just sounds like
It's like Jojo Siwa if you say it.
Yeah.
Like Jojo Siwa is to Jesselyn what like Wegovy is to Ozempic, basically. Yeah, it's like the bastard version.
Ask your doctor if Jesselyn is right for you.
Yeah. Yes.
It really is that. So she gets into a deal with Nickelodeon. She then starts doing her own songs. She gets, you know, she becomes iconic for doing this bow on her head. That's like what we've, up until very recently, she's always had the bow.
Right.
Even when she's like coming out of the closet on her Instagram, she's wearing the bow. You know what I mean? Right. And that was like, and she becomes super, super famous and like is truly and literally like a 14-year-old girl. This isn't right. Like, even Britney Spears was like 17, like about to be legal.
She was a veteran.
You know,
yes.
About to be, you know, like this. She's like a literal child.
Mm-hmm.
She then in 2021 at age 17 comes out on TikTok.
Oh, I didn't realize she was that young when she came out. I didn't know that she was technically a minor when that happened. Good for you, girl. Good for you.
I mean, Annie, what else happens? She starts dating some girl. There's drama there, right? Where people, I mean, not for nothing, when you're that young and you're dating, it's like when Brittany and Justin were dating, we all were speculating about the relationship. We all were in it. Every little minute detail is like a big, huge, humongous, like, which is like in her little world, in her niche world, that was the same thing, right? It was like everyone was dissecting everything about their relationship via social media, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the girl lived with her, like moved into her house.
Because they're lesbians. Of course they did. Doesn't matter if she's 17 or 70. That U-Haul joke tracks.
I know, but that's bad though. Like when you're a 17-year-old and you're like living with your girlfriend, like that's bad. Like, you know what I mean? Like she should not have been doing that.
How did Jesselyn even let this happen? A 17-year-old is not supposed
Jesselyn
to be in a live-in relationship.
Loved it. Jesselyn loved it.
So basically she on the Call Her Daddy podcast recently like talks about it and she's like, looking back, I never should have done that. But I was like in the honeymoon phase. She has been like paying for the house for years now. Like they all live with her money. So I guess it's kind of this weird game that they're playing.
Well, I mean, welcome to Child Star 101.
They would have had to move out. Well, not they'll had to move out. They were kind of like, it's hard to discipline your kids.
They would have had to get jobs, basically. They would have to get jobs if she didn't.
Jesselyn would have had to lift a fucking finger for once in her life. We're destroying Jesselyn. She could be a very nice person. And we're ripping her to shreds.
Well, let's ask our expert. Is Jesselyn a nice person or no?
I don't know. I did not deep dive Jesselyn. And but I will say, like, JoJo did say Jesselyn does make all of her wardrobe and like her costumes. So like all her bows, like all of her t-shirts and stuff, like she still makes. So she's like very involved in like her career and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She sounds like a Tina Knowles for the child set, basically, Jesselyn's role. All
right. And she's like, who's going to make your costumes if I don't do it? Like she's really earning her keep, Jesselyn. She's like, you can't say I'm just a monster momager. You know what I mean? Like I'm like there with a needle and thread every day.
She's
like,
She's got real world skills. I mean?
She's like, she's like doing one of these. Like she's like always like doing a hem somewhere so she can like look like she's like, you know, is earning that like what $15 million. I'm sure she gets her every year. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where will you get these outfits from if mom doesn't make them? The answer is Marshall's. Thanks, though. I am looking at Annie's extensive research here. After she comes out at 17, at 18, I didn't know that her and a woman were the first same-sex team on Dancing with the Stars.
Correct.
In 2021, I didn't know that. That's pretty impressive, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. And she was only 18 years old. Here's the thing, though, about gay or queer people being the first to do something or doing something monumental. Speaking as a queer person, we are largely very, very mean people. I mean, we are. And so if you're going to be the first, or if you're going to do something iconic, we have to like you, you know, because if we don't, we're sort of not. Case in point, Caitlyn Jenner. I mean, very soon after she came out, we were done with her and we no longer care that she was the first decathlete or Wheaties person or Kardashian to be trans. We don't care because she's an asshole. I'm fearful because of her recent negative press and including the word gay in that press, that JoJo is toeing that line right now, is my sense, because she should be a bigger deal. I know I'm elderly, but I feel like her being the first same-sex couple on Dancing with the Stars, that should be a bigger deal. I feel like that's something I should automatically know. And I feel like I don't because people don't like her.
Sure, but I think that we're not her audience.
True.
I think it's because we're too old. I think that's what it is. And I'm putting myself in that category as to not just simply slam you.
I am certain that Jessalyn is probably 35 years old. And for that, yeah. I will pick up what's left of my body after the A train has crawled on it. And I will wait for the C local to run over the rest of my body.
No, but you are correct. And I think, and she's like young. Like when you look at this on paper, Annie, chime in. Like right after that, it's at age 18, she hosted her own dance competition reality show. Like at 18, she's doing what Tyra Banks can't do at whatever age Tyra Banks was. Do you know what I mean?
That is for sure, honey.
Right? Annie, you don't need to stifle your laughter also. we let it rip the whole time.
Honestly, I will say she's a fucking hustler. Like you, like she's there and she's always working.
Tell.
Like you can tell, like she's like, she's been on a ton of reality shows. She has her own girl group, which is controversial. We'll get to that. Like then she like, she's coming out with her own music. She did made a 160 page document to pitch her team why, like her coming out of like child star to adult star. To pitch to them, this is what I'm going to do and this is how it's going to go down. Well, obviously something fucking went wrong there, but so she's like, she's a hard worker and I think that she's really good at what she does, but she just really says some out of pocket shit.
She's also a child. That's the other thing is that like all these up until she's like even 18, 19 years old, I'm like, yeah, of course she said something fucking stupid because she's 18 years old, but we don't think that way because we've been watching her on Dance Moms and then subsequently after for her entire life.
Sure.
Like she's been around for 15 years, but that's because she's been a child star since she was 10. Right. Do you know what
and
I
that's,
mean?
Like, that's always a tough road. And we've talked about a lot of adults here who were child stars, a lot of them. And we still have more in the weeks coming with this whole Nickelodeon bullshit. We've got a lot more coming up. But the thing about JoJo is like when you're a child star and your whole thing is like being bubbly and precocious, it is very hard to be likable as an adult and dig out of that. And it took Miley Cyrus years to break out of that. I mean, years. And every time she tried something, we were all just like, she's a whore, she's too young, which blah, blah, blah. And it just, and then finally she got old enough. She was always talented. And JoJo C was talented too. Miley Cyrus was always talented, but it just, the public needed a breath or two. And then she became, when she was Wrecking Ball Miley, things started to even out because we saw her as an adult artist, et cetera. That's, I feel like she's on a similar journey. I do have an update though from Wikipedia, the sponsor of this week's episode, is that Jessalyn Siwa is in fact 49 years of age, okay, which I feel wonderful still, about. Because that's close to me.
Still younger than you, but yes, sure.
Still younger, fuck off. Tom Siwa, her father, let me look at his exact birth date to determine if he, because he and I are the same age and he, I am older than him. Yep. He's 50. Well, he's my age, but he's still older. I was born.
Oh my God.
So, oh wait, if he's 50, that means he is older. He's older. He's a year older than me. Thank goodness JoJo Siwa's father is older because Justin Bieber's father is like 10 years younger than me. For that, I will throw myself onto the D train.
tracks.
We know what D train you're talking about, by the way.
Justin's. He's an adult.
Annie, tell us about the girl group. Before we get into, I have a lot to say about Miley Cyrus's trajectory and how she's likening it to, you know, how JoJo's following in her footsteps. But before we get there, what she creates this girl group and then they all hate her. What happened?
What's really fucked up about the whole thing is that like a big part of it is that they took like the band group and like made all these like bows and the girls haven't seen any of the money.
Yeah, Annie, of course. Of course they're not seeing any of the money because it's going in Jesselyn's fucking pocket.
Right.
She has to buy more cars to shrink wrap with her face or whatever. Doesn't JoJo Siwa have the cars with her face on it?
What?
Right. Oh yeah, Dominic, that's like her whole thing is that she has like, she'll buy a car and instead of it being like a nice Lamborghini, it'll be like a Lamborghini with like a shrink wrap job of like pictures of her being like,
oh boy.
Yeah. That's being 17 and having millions of dollars. That's what that is right there.
And she says it's like her marketing thing, but it's also pretty dangerous to be driving around in a car with all your faces on it. And then, you know, people like stalkerish people. But anyway, no, it's unhinged.
She's barely an adult.
So let's continue. So this girl group like happens and then they're just all gone. Cause then of course she's like, well, why am I doing this? I should just be a solo star again. Right.
No, she's not in the girl group. She's managing the girl group.
Oh, I'm thinking she's like the top, like she's the Justin Timberlake.
Oh,
of the
that's
girl
what
group.
I thought too. So what, she's dressing all these girls up like her, but then, and not being in the band.
Oh.
Yeah. So her and Jesselyn are managing it.
Ah.
Oh, that's even worse. Oh, that's
no,
even
that's
worse.
That's why it's so messed up.
They pulled an Abby Lee Miller on these.
Yeah.
On
yeah,
this,
they
this
sure
whole
did.
Group of girls.
And then instead, like JoJo has a single. Yeah. Like, right. Like,
right.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's bad. Huh. Yeah. This is the worst of all the things that we're about to talk about, in my opinion. Like this, in my opinion, is her biggest crime. Like her saying all this stupid stuff about gay pop, like is like funny and stupid. Oh,
absolutely. Like what
this
is
thing
she,
is actually like really,
up.
This is like actually really bad. Like in my opinion,
right.
The girl group, like going off the rails.
She shows up to an award show, which was either iHeart or Billboard recently. And she showed up, obviously, and deliberately to... Wait, what was it, Annie?
It was the GLAAD Awards.
Oh, the GLAAD Awards.
Even worse. Oh, my God. It's even worse.
Obviously, there to rebrand herself. Shows up looking... It was like Gene Simmons fucked Gaga up the ass, and this creature was born that she comes out with this... Whatever this getup is. I'm sorry. But I wouldn't have minded how she looked. You can be a punk and you can be a kid, most importantly, and have whatever creative imagination you want. But when you're on a red carpet and you say you're going to invent a style of music called gay pop, girl, at the GLAAD Awards too? No one shut you up?
Well, and this is the thing. I think this is where we start to then... This is where it goes downhill because then everyone's yes. talking about this. Everyone's like, are you fucking kidding me? Every person that is queer that has done been a pop star comes out of the woodwork on TikTok to be like, hi, like, oh, my whole career doesn't make this gay right. pop. You know what I mean?
Right. The like, good
Tegan
thing
and,
about it was
Tegan and Sarah.
It gave Tegan and Sarah right.
something to tell,
yeah. We pulled them out of mothballs and we're like, hey, talk about this.
And again, then she apparently backtracks and is like, oh, I'm not like, I didn't, you know, I want to be this. I don't want to be the CEO. I want to be the COO or something like that. She like basically said, like admits like, oh yeah, there's people that have come before me that have done this. It's all very like, it's very calculated of the Lindsay Lohan did this. Miley Cyrus did this. I don't want to say Britney and Christina did this because they're just started out as like, I'm sexy. But like they went from the I'm a child star jump to being like, I'm now going to be like an adult performer for adult
right.
fans. And right. like, obviously Lindsay Lohan's version of this is the song Rumors, which is an amazing song. Miley Cyrus's song was Can't Be Tamed, which is a very much less good song, but mm-hmm. really ripped off of Lindsay Lohan in the music video. Cause she right. had, she was in like the birdcage and that was like where Lindsay mm-hmm. sang the whole song in Rumors, duh.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
right.
And so she tried really to do this like I'm sexy now situation. And it just, right. it was so obvious. And so it didn't work.
Well, she's taking control. She's letting you yeah. know she's taking control. Control, also the name of a Janet Jackson song from 1986, which had the same message, Joelle Joni. Thanks for inventing that 15 years after Janet Jackson, who also didn't invent it, did what you're doing.
Well, and then Annie, then she puts out this Karma song, right? At the beginning, she's passing it off as if she wrote it herself, right? Everyone knows that you don't write your own music. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, everyone knows that you've paid probably Max Martin or someone to write a song for you. Like, no one thinks that you're Taylor
Swift. Which is so common. Yeah. I might add that, like, I feel like as consumers, we are already used to that. Like, you could hear, I remember when Kelly Clarkson released her very first like single outside of Idol. It was called Miss Independent. And we had heard that it was originally written for Christina Aguilera. And we thought, of course it was. It sounds just like a Christina song. Yeah. But Kelly did great. We didn't think any less of Kelly, nor did Kelly try to pretend that she wrote the goddamn thing.
Well, and it reminds me of when Miley Cyrus came out with Bangers. And then when Wrecking Ball started to become a big single, she was like, this song I wrote about my breakup with Liam Hemsworth and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, bitch, you were with Liam Hemsworth when this album came out. So like, how did you, and no one talks about that. That is one, I love Miley to death, but that is one thing where she tries to act like every song was about Liam and their breakup. And I was like, you were still dating him when you released this album. So what the hell's that? Like that was, she actually skated by and like no one really called her on that. But there's something about it that I remember being like, this is fishy because like you didn't write this 2 weeks ago. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. Mm. Regardless.
JoJo, it idolizes Miley. And it's just like, Miley. I want to be Hannah Montana. I want to be like exactly what Miley Cyrus did. She's my idol. Like, I love her. And she's really doing exactly what Miley did.
That is very interesting. And that's actually, you've added some seasoning to my pitch. I sort of had a pitch coming into this. It's been tweaked along the way because of your enthusiasm. This information has put icing on the cake of my pitch. And I don't care how long we talk. I don't think it's going to change from the brilliance that I have now.
The thing that sucks is that the story got away from her. She was like, here's this song that I wrote about, and it's my coming out song, and this is like a big deal to me, this song. And it's like, bitch, this song was written like 12 years ago. What? You know what I mean? And then she looks really stupid. And instead of being like, oh my God, you're right. What? Like, she then is like, huh? What? Who knows? Is what? Mm-hmm. Like, caught, and she doesn't fess up to it. And is like, bitch, you know, like, she could have been like, you guys know I don't write my own music. Like, what are you talking about? I'm from Dance Moms. You know what I mean? But instead, it's like, it's all about the artistry and the this and the that. And it's like, no, just say you want to be a big pop star now and we'll all be fine with it.
Being bubbly is a curse in Hollywood. Yeah. I'm telling you, being someone who's like enthusiastic and it always, those are always the people that people are looking to assassinate. It's part of Anne Hathaway's problem. It's just, she's, you know, she's certainly not as bubbly as JoJo, but it's that same sort of, when you're sugary, sweet, and enthusiastic people, I don't know. I guess I don't think that people believe that people like that actually exist, because most of us on the planet, I would assume, are like miserable assholes at this point in 2024. So when you see a person like that, you're sort of like, Pollyanna is like a 1950s thing. No one acts like that. And when you see people acting like that, they're always in someone's sights. And that's what, you know, that's what happened to her. Because really, on paper, and I do have a paper written by Annie Morris right now with memes and other things on it. On paper, she's pretty fucking amazing. You know, she was a kid as part of an ensemble. Her mom, we don't hear anything about her mom being particularly abusive. I mean, her mom just seemed like a low-grade Kris Jenner who...
Slam.
No, but like, you know, one that didn't like push her too hard. Maybe I shouldn't say Kris Jenner. I'll just say... let me outdate both of you and say Terry Shields, Brooke Shields' mother, where she wasn't like abusive and putting her into all sorts of shit she didn't want to do. But the kids, JoJo's obviously talented. Coming out as a teenager is like, when I hear kids doing that, I'm always floored, because that was not an option at all in private life, much less in the public eye. So that is to be heralded, just doing that at all. And then what she did on Dancing with the Stars, that's also major. Lance Bass couldn't do it, but JoJo Siwa did it, you know, so that's an accomplishment as well. but then things just go wrong. I almost feel like Child Stars, and we're gonna be talking about Child Stars more in the coming months with other episodes. They need like their own sort of like Rumspringa when they turn 18.
Yeah, yeah.
They should just like, yes. They should leave as children and then return as adults so we don't have to watch it. Because yes. That's always where they fuck up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. And be like, oh, this is what the world is? Like, ding, ding. Like, right. Oh, I'm going to go to like a weird place. Like, yes. And actually be able to like live in the world and not just be like working on managing a girl group for absolutely no reason when you're 17. Or being on Dancing with the Stars, which like adult performers are like, this is the most grueling thing I've ever done in my life. Yeah.
And I selfishly and horribly would actually say that if a kid comes out when they're 17, you almost want to like take them away for 6 months and give them like a gay entertainment history so they don't start swinging their head around thinking that they're the first person to do things when they...
Yeah.
You can't call them that because there were other gay people doing these things, whether or not they were able to be out when they were doing it. In some cases... shouldn't be considered, but you know, it's an easy way to put your foot in your mouth is like when you're the only gay kid on Dance Moms and you come out and you're feeling cool and you should, you just got to make sure you're not going to take credit for a genre of music, for example, when you're on a red carpet. You know, it's just very, these are people who need media training, well, and who need fixing famous people, obviously.
Period.
So we are here to help. She's right at that moment when she needs this podcast.
100%. Like
she needs to listen to this today before making another move about anything. Chris, I'm ready to pitch. Where are
I am
you?
Too. I'm ready.
All right. Annie, you know how this works. Chris and I are going to each pitch how to fix JoJo Siwa. If you strongly feel like you have a fix that is better than either of ours, please throw down that gauntlet and we will decide whether or not we think it's good enough to do a listener tiebreaker vote. But Chris always starts. You'll have to choose between us. Chris, take it away. It's my favorite part of every, please. Annie, I want you to look at Chris's face while he does this. This is what everyone should see.
Joelle Joni Siwa. You tried it. You tried it. You really tried to fool us and you didn't. So, and it's fine. It's fine. And not for nothing, Annie did send me the song like 2 minutes before we got on this thing. And the minute and a half that I did listen to it, it was good. Like she does have talent. So I
Is
want
this, you're talking about Karma?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I want her to write a new single. And that single is called Self Karma. And I want her to do a music video where she in the, whatever the song is, it is. It's just about like how things blow up in your face sometimes. You know what I mean? Something like that. Like there's karma that comes back around to you, the main person. She is going to impersonate and like do parodies of Baby One More Time, Genie in a Bottle, Can't Be Tamed, Miley Cyrus, Rumors, Lindsay Lohan. I'm trying to think if there's any, like, what are the other
ones? Are you going to throw Stars Are Blind by Paris in there?
Yeah, I mean, you could, okay. But like Paris is already, there was never a time when Paris was not sexy. So like, less, like as much as I want to say yes, that's not kind of the point of it. Those are the big four that stand out in my mind. There, I know that there's more and like later tonight, I'm going to wake up and be like, fuck, like this song, but that genre of like, I'm sexy now music, she is going to be doing that in the music video. And that music video needs to go everywhere. So she's pointing fun at herself and like there should be like a beauty pageant as part of the video, but it's like the gay icon beauty pageant and it's like her winning and being the first gay icon, like the first annual gay icon pageant, and she wins and it's like she needs to just like make fun of every single one of the dumb things that she just said. Because again, none of them were like terrible or mean or like bad. It was all just ignorance and her being a child. So doing that in the music video just makes fun of all of this and then she's good to go. But she needs to clean up her act in the sense of Jesselyn needs to get her shit together and she needs to pay off those girls immediately. I don't know what, but they got to get, they need NDA'd yesterday with a monetary value attached to it. And then once that's out of the way, she's good to go. And then she should just come out with a full album. The runway's prepped. for her to become like a legitimate pop star for people our age.
All right.
And that's my pitch.
Joelle Joni Siwa. So you want to be like Miley Cyrus, oh, JoJo? You want to be like Hannah Montana, JoJo? I've got a version of that that's going to help you. It's going to help you grow your talent. It's going to endear people to you, both in the queer and non-queer community, whatever that second one is, unfamiliar. We're going to reboot the L Word on Showtime.
Oh my God.
And you're going to play a 21-year-old pop star who's come out of the closet, and you're going to be mentored by the adult cast members of the L Word. Life imitating art, imitating life. And that is my pitch.
Fuck. God damn it, Dominic. You've done it again.
You know, it only happens once every couple of months, but I knew the moment I thought of that pitch that Chris's clit was going to pop off. And I was glad Annie got to see it hit the lens in this podcast. Fuck.
I was
if Annie picks my pitch, by the way, I know you're picking it.
No, I was frozen in shock for like a full like 30 seconds. I was like, I think I am recording video, and I think that this part of the video does, once the episode is over, like once we know everyone's listened, this needs to go up, because I was truly thrown and shocked. My God.
And that is it. Annie Morris, the decision is yours. I do believe if you voted for Chris, he would probably hand the prize to me, but you have to do whatever you want here. I also loved Chris's pitch. I think it's super fun, and it feels like a fun series.
So mine's, as always, mine's the actual thing she should do, and yours is the much better thing that we all would pray on, like bended knee would happen.
I feel like it's doable. I feel like you always hear about potential L Word reboots. It might even be, I thought it was being rebooted. I'm not sure, but you know, if JoJo Siwa, she's definitely one of the top 10 best known lesbians in show business at this point. I mean, if she calls them and says, I want to be on it, I mean, fuck, that's like Jodie Foster calling them. They'd be like, yeah, we'll reboot it just for this. Are you kidding? Yes. Like, they get a whole audience.
Yes, if this happens, Jess Rothschild will pass away. Like, she will just, like, disintegrate. Anyway, Annie Morris, Anne-Marie Morris, my girl. I mean, you, what a decision.
Chris, I mean, I love your pitch so much. But Dominic, like, that is, just, no, it takes the cake. It's incredible. It needs to happen. Both of those things need to happen for her. But Dominic, that was, yeah. I was not expecting that.
Me either, honestly.
I wasn't either until I read your document. And when I saw the Hannah Montana, as we kept talking, I'm like, she just needs the right mentor. I mean, she needs fixing famous people, but she's sort of like, she could get the live version, both the fictional and the real life her from Jennifer Beals on down. Like literally, literally everybody could just see her. And so she's going to be a force no matter what, you know. I mean, there's a whole generation of queer entertainers that are like our, you know, the generation after yours, you know, someone's sexual orientation is going to be incidental, but she has the potential at her age, and because she's so well known, to be like a real, you know, who's the best known lesbian celebrity now that we would say?
No one.
Never. Who? God, do you know how many lesbians are going to write in and say,
I know, but I mean, but for real though, like, it was Ellen forever. Like it's
yeah. I mean, I would say Ellen still, Ellen or Rosie. You know, I mean, I feel like they're the most well known.
Yeah, but for real though, think about it. Not as many like queer people, like women in pop. Am I wrong?
I don't know.
Like Lady Gaga, like it, like A level, like not many.
Well, there's also not a lot of lesbian bars anymore. As well. I mean, we know lesbians exist because we know all of them, but like they're just, I don't know. Are they staying home watching Deal or No Deal?
Oh my God.
I don't know. I'm not a lesbian.
Okay.
I don't know what they do.
Okay.
They don't go out. They garden.
Honestly, this is the thing.
Jokes coming here.
she could poke fun at herself on this show too, because she could play like a parodied version of herself.
Absolutely.
Like for real. Like it really is like, oh, it's great. Dominic, you went. Good job.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you. I appreciate it. And you're welcome, JoJo. Honestly.
Yeah. Annie, you've done the Lana Del research. You've done it all. Thank you. I mean, we wouldn't have been able to lead this ship without you. I am serious that on the Patreon, this document has to go up. I don't know how we do that, but I'm going to figure it out because it's beautiful.
It is literally like, it will intimidate all future guests of the show. Yeah. Like everyone's going to feel like they need to show up.
And so many people come on and are like, oh, I'm not an expert on this person. I'm like, you don't have to be. We'll just like Google it and talk about it. But you really did come as an expert. And it was like, when people are going to be like, yeah, except for the girl that had a fucking Google doc, that's what people are going to say now. And it's kind of to the detriment of us, but I don't care. Again, thank you for being here.
For the education.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me. You guys are hilarious. I love listening to every Wednesday. It is like my favorite thing to do in the morning. You guys are so funny. And I'm so happy that I got one of the best pitches ever from Dominic.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Annie, thank you so much for being with us. I would say, where can people find you? But I know that you don't have any social media, and so they can't find you anywhere. And you're just going to be basically a ghost to them.
What?
No social media.
Wow. Was that by choice or did a judge order that?
One day I'll go back.
One day
you'll go back. So you've been before. So you left because you know that it's a horrific place to live.
Yes.
I'm just on TikTok watching JoJo Siwa videos these days.
Dominic, where can people find you?
Oh, my website's domentary.com. My socials are at Dominic Pupa. I will have a show coming up at The Cutting Room at the end of June, which we will be announcing on this podcast next week. And I can be seen every Thursday night at 9 on Teresa Caputo's Beyond the Readings on Lifetime Television for Women. Chris, where can the listeners of this podcast find you?
Wait, you know that my mom, like, I'm at her house right now, and the first thing she said to me, she's like, Dominic was great on that thing with Teresa.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Not like, hi, son. Like, none of that. Like, Dominic was great. Yeah. Anyway. You can find me at The Chris DeRosa. You can find the show at Fixing Famous People, and you can find the Patreon at patreon.com/fixingfamouspeople. As always, I wish you both well, and where's Shelley? Goodbye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.